Welcome to the MMR show. Right now you're listening to Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf from the Sahara soundtrack. Today's review will be on Transporter 2, and I'll talk to you guys in a bit after this song. Catch you later. Alright, this is Coop from the MMR show, and actually as it is, plans right now are pretty shaky. We have no idea what movie we're actually really going to. We've narrowed it down to four movies, I believe, which are The Cave, The Transporter 2, Red Eye, and then The Skeleton Key, and I think we're just gonna go to one of those, in which case, I don't know, maybe we won't even go to one at all. But that's if things go screwy and, something wrong happens. Anyways, so that was a pretty good song. That was from the Sahara soundtrack I just got to the other day. There's lots of classic rock on that, soundtrack, and I'll, play, another song from that soundtrack in a second. So basically, if you can't tell what I'm gonna do today, then I'm gonna play, you know, another song, and then I'll be back from the movie, and I'll start recording, like, it'll be several hours from now, actually. But it'll seem like just a second to you, and that's the great thing about podcasting. Anyways, so here's another song. This is Stay With Me by The Faces from the Sahara soundtrack, and you're listening to MMR.
Thank you.
Alright, before I actually go, I'd just like to say I hope you all enjoyed the Transporter 2 clip I put into my feed, and I hope that most of you switched to iTunes, because I know it worked in iTunes, I tested it and stuff. I don't know about any other aggregators, whether they work with video or not. I can't remember, I haven't used another aggregator in a while. I just like iTunes because the way it's put onto the iPod with the new software. Anyways, so I'll catch you guys in a bit, and I'll leave you with one more song. And by the way, there will be no DVD quick look today. Anyways, this is Right Place, Wrong Time, and it's by Dr. John, and it's from the Sahara soundtrack. Alright, I'm back from the show now. We actually did in fact see The Transporter 2, and it was great. It was definitely one of the better movies this summer. I think I'll have the full list done on the site in the next week or so. I know the top four for sure, I think, is Wedding Crashers, Batman Begins, Wedding Crashers, Batman Begins, The Island, and Transporter 2. But I have to check over everything. Also, a contender would be Cinderella Man. And there's a couple others, I think. Anyways, everything went pretty good at the movies. We went to the mall theater pretty early, and so we just did stuff at the mall, and yeah, and then finally the movie came. And it was really great. Not really any negative about the movie, except for the ending was kind of a little rushed, and it didn't really explain what exactly happened. It made you actually just guess what happened, but not in that good type of way that some movies do, but in a sense that it wasn't that important, but you're wondering how things ended up. But anyways, other than that, it was really great. The car chases were pretty awesome, as in the first one, the car sequences. The couple times they were a little unrealistic, like this couldn't happen, but lots of times they're really great. And also the fighting sequences, as in the first one, were really interesting, as you saw by the fire hose clip that I got if you use iTunes. Or possibly some other aggregator that supports video. Anyways, so it was pretty great. I'm thinking the island is a slightly better plot, but I think The Transporter 2 is actually one of those sequel movies that does better than the original, and mostly in the sense that the plot line was a little better, but the first one was good as well. They're both different, and I think they might have kind of set it up at the end so that there could be a Transporter 3. I don't know if that's in the works or not. I'll have to check and see on IMDb or some other site like that. Yeah, like I said, The Island, I think, had a little better storyline, but much better action sequences in The Transporter 2. The Island did have some very good car scenes and such, and they were a little more realistic, even though it was in the future, so technically they weren't really realistic. And I don't know, it's really going to be a hard decision. I think The Island is better, though. So I'd recommend that before seeing this. Depending on whether theater still has The Island or whatnot. But this movie was nonetheless very great. I don't know what I ranked The Island, but I guess it should be a little under. And I'm going to rank this a 38 out of 50, I think. Between a 38 and a 40, kind of in there. It was really great. Don't want to rank it too high, though, but it was pretty awesome. I enjoyed it all the way through, and I thought it was great. Storyline has been used before, I think. It starts with a kidnapped boy and then kind of changes, so it uses two different kind of plot lines and morph together with disease, but I won't say much. I don't want to ruin it. Anyways, so it's very great, and that's about all I have to say about that. So I think I'll play my final song for the day, since I don't actually have a DVD quick look. So without further ado, I'll play my final song then. Anyways, the song right now, this is called This Modern Love, and it's by Block Party. That's BLOC, and it is from the Wedding Crashers soundtrack. Anyways, I just got it. Actually, I recently saw the Van Wilder movie on TV, so after the song, I'll do a TV quick look rather than a DVD quick look, and I'll talk about that after this song. I'd also like to plug a podcast. It's called the KRAT podcast, or CRAT or whatever, and you can reach that. The site is thecratsite.com, and I'll leave the link on my post or whatever, so you guys can get that. Anyways, I hope you enjoy that podcast. I know I did. Anyways, I'll talk to you guys about the Van Wilder TV quick look after this song. Catch you later.
Don't get offended, just keep telling me facts. And don't get offended, I get. Baby, you got to, I've never known. Baby, you got to, I will be yours. I'll pay for you anytime. I'll pay for you anytime. And you told me you wanted to eat up my sadness with jump running shorty and gorge away. And you told me you wanted to eat up my sadness.
wanna come over? Throw your arms around.
Alright, like I said before I left, I got a pause. This is really messing up. Oh, jeez. Alright, sorry, I'm back now. Just when I get the latency, it sounds really weird when you talk and then it comes after, so you lose your pace and then you kind of stutter and it's really messed up. And just little quirks like that happen sometimes. And, you know, that's all the whole thing about podcasting. You know, there's no perfect software, so I'm going to have some glitches. GarageBand is really good, and I recommend it. Right now, it's only a Mac, so, you know, I also recommend Mac. And, of course, the MacCast as well. The site for the MacCast is maccast.com. And that's a really great podcast as well. I listen to that because I am a Mac user, and all of you out there who are Mac users, you should enjoy that just as much as I do. He's got news and tips and all kinds of stuff. Every now and then, people do reviews, and it's just a great thing. It's like a Mac community. Anyways, back to the TV quick look on the movie National Lampoon's Van Wilder. National Lampoon's, of course, bring you great hits as Animal House, and also I saw Class Reunion lately. So Van Wilder is, I think it's the most recent rendition, but I'm not sure. There's lots of other small ones, like I think there was Gold Diggers and a lot of stuff like that, but this is a pretty famous one. And I know it's known as the college kind of thing to go by. Every single college person supposedly owns a copy. And I have seen it before, but I saw it on TV recently on CTV or City TV. And it was really good, actually. I saw it, not that long ago, but it's a really great movie that you can actually watch again. Of course, Ryan Reynolds is really great, he's in it. And also, Tara Reid is in it, and Cal Penn, before he became big in Harold and Kumar or whatnot. He was in this, I think this was big break, kind of. And, he's pretty funny in it. And it's just a really funny movie about this guy in college who's been in college for seven odd years and does a lot of charity work, but he's a little afraid of graduating. And he goes through all this different stuff with this Tara Reid, who is a reporter interviewing him. And lots of hilarious stuff happens. Ryan Reynolds is a very funny guy. He's also great in Amityville Horror, if you want to check that out. And anyways, so that was very great, and you can check that out, and it's on DVD right now, and also apparently on TV, and so I'm sure you'll catch it sometime. It's really great. I'm going to rank it a 45 out of 50. It is just a great movie, lots of funny, pretty relaxed stuff. And it's really hilarious, though I believe it is rated 18A. There is some suggestive, very suggestive stuff, and a fair bit of nudity, I believe, as well. And so, yeah, just watch out for that. It's not for the young. It's more of a college-age type movie. But, 20 or so year olds, and 18-year-olds and in between there. Though I guess older people may enjoy it. I'm not trying to be biased or excluding you or whatnot. But it's a really great movie, and you should pick that up or see it on TV, because it is on TV, and that's why I'm doing a TV quick look. I haven't done one in a while. I also did, funny enough, the other TV quick look I have done in the history of MMR was also a Ryan Reynolds movie. Which was Foolproof. Between Foolproof and Van Wilder, I don't know, it's hard to decide. They're both really great. I say pick them up and watch them back to back. Anyways, I'll catch you guys later, and this is Coop saying, why listen to normal music when you can listen to movie music? And I'm out. Bye.